Welcome. Awareness is naturally present. That's all we need to know to be totally free. That's all we need to know about ourselves to realize what is talked about as self-realization, liberation, enlightenment, awakening. It's nothing other than the natural presence of our own awareness. We are aware of being naturally present due to awareness, and that awareness that we are is a vast basic space that has never been compounded in any way. So all the points of view that arise within that awareness, within the basic space of vast awareness, are the dynamic energy of that awareness and nothing else. They've never existed in and of themselves as something independent of awareness. So the constant in every point of view, in every perception, is awareness, no matter what that perception is. And it's impossible to develop, cultivate, achieve, effort for, or attain what is already so. What is already so requires no effort. To realize, to recognize the reality of that we are requires only natural rest. To rest naturally as the immediacy of every perception. As each perception, or another word for perception is point of view, as each point of view of awareness is awareness only, no matter what its label is, when we rest naturally as the immediacy of every perception, then more and more we realize the natural rest that is the essence of every perception. But if we believe that there are some perceptions that need to be changed in order for us to be awake, or that there are certain kinds of points of view or perceptions that need to be cultivated in order to be awake, that there are certain kinds of behaviors or activities that we need to engage or indulge in order to be totally free, then we'll just be creating more and more labels. But all the while, all of the labels that describe awakening are nothing other than awakening. They're nothing other than awareness. So when we rest naturally as the immediacy of every perception, we realize that all these points of view are the dynamic energy of awareness, and they're inseparable from awareness, just like the color blue is inseparable from the sky. It would be impossible to separate out the luster of gold from the gold itself. And such is the case with all our perceptions, no matter what they are. The perceptions are because we are. They're our own dynamic energy, the dynamic energy of our own awareness, but not the dynamic energy of an individual awareness that's personal and fragmented out and independent of all other awarenesses, but one awareness, an indivisible awareness that is vast like infinite space. So this is so absolutely overt that sometimes it's missed. It's missed, and we hear about this wonderful reality called enlightenment, where we have total freedom from all mental concepts, and we think, oh gosh, I've had to work so hard at all these other things, growing up, growing into an adult, getting a job, going to school. I've had to work so hard to achieve all those things. I must really have to work hard to be enlightened. If I've had to work so hard for all these mundane things, then I must really have to work hard in order to be enlightened. But this is not the case at all. What we already are, we already are. And we can never be separated from that. And we simply either recognize it or not. We recognize it or not. We either take all of our points of view to have an independent origin. In other words, an origin of their own. That means that whatever the word or label is, that it really means something, that it has some significance and a substantial identification of its own, that each word exists as a substantial entity that means something in its own right and is independent from every other word and is independent from awareness. But, you know, such is not the case. And to persist in a life that is based on taking all the labels, in other words, all the words in the dictionary, to have an independent origin, a substantial significance in and of themselves, is to live a life of alternating happiness and suffering, a life of constantly feeling that there's more doing to be done, that there's more effort to be made in order to feel comfortable. And you know, this is true for most of our lives, and then sometimes when we hear about awakening or enlightenment, we apply it to that too. We say, oh, there must be more doing that needs to be done in order to realize this sublime reality called enlightenment. And so, you know, we set out on our mission of seeking to see what we can do to get enlightened. You know, and it can be all kinds of things, but nothing need be done. What already is, already is. And as long as we expose ourselves to that unrelenting message, conviction will dawn. So it's just like people come here to these satsangs, they don't even speak English, some of the people who come here, and conviction dawns. So, you know, it isn't so much about the words, but it's the awareness that is the source of the words. There's nothing in the way. You know, here we never talk about any doing that needs to be done. We don't talk about any point of view as though it is something that stands in the way of awareness. There is only the basic space of awareness, and all labels, all points of view whatsoever, and labels and points of view are exactly the same, are the dynamic energy of that awareness. So if there's no special point of view that is a repository or a vessel for all other points of view, like an ego, or an identity, a personal identity, or anything like that. Once we start to talk about labels like an ego or a personal identity as though it's something in its own right that's separate from awareness, we have a teaching of duality, not a teaching of non-duality. So all is wholly positive and naturally perfect, no matter what it is. All points of view that appear as the dynamic energy of awareness are like a mirage, vividly apparent yet with no independent nature other than awareness. So when we simply rest naturally without seeking to make anything out of all these perceptions as they appear, more and more we realize this vast expanse of the basic space of our awareness. And really, you know, when we get right down to it, if we look into it in a simple human way, we can just ask ourselves, well, you know, how did I ever take myself to be anything other than awareness? How did this idea that I am somebody come upon me? And when we just look into it in such a simple way, we see that we just adopted all these points of view about who we are. But you know, one thing that is undeterring, that can never be changed, that is the constant of all of our experience throughout all of human life, is awareness. And that awareness is uncontrived, it's unchanging. It's a vast expanse of basic space that has never been compounded or made into any kind of composite. Everything, no matter what it is the dynamic energy of awareness and nothing else. So, you know, when we just rest naturally, freely, without getting into elaborating all kinds of descriptions about whatever point of view comes up, then more and more we realize that everything is a single expanse of equalness. Just a single expanse of equalness. This is really what non-duality means. Non-duality isn't a matter of intellectual speculation. It's simply the direct experience of our own awareness. I experience awareness. And that awareness is wholly perfect and wholly positive. Everything that is to be known is already contained within it. It's a reality of no more learning. In other words, wisdom is naturally present. Wisdom is already naturally present as the ground of being of basic space. There is no wisdom that can be cultivated or developed. As there only is awareness with all its dynamic energy of point of view, who is it who would be cultivating or developing wisdom? You see, this wisdom is naturally occurring, but we never tap into its potency unless we rest naturally as each perception. Each perception, each point of view, no matter what it is the seat of wisdom and nothing else. But you see, we can't know that, we can't tap into that unless we stop making something out of all the perceptions that arise, making them into something that has meaning, or, you know, maybe wanting to fit in with the way others are perceiving things. But, you know, 24 years ago, I just got totally done with perceiving things in a conventional way. The way in which I had lived my life, even though it was one that looked good and was comfortable in many ways and all of that, it never gave me any permanent satisfaction and fulfillment. So no matter how I tried to arrange all these points of view into something solid or substantial that meant something that could give me permanent comfort, it never happened. It just never happened. And I was left in turmoil. You know, I really didn't know what to do next. And then when I had all of these points of view swirling around, upset, confusion, desperation, bewilderment, fear about the future, regret about the past, not wanting to be in the present, you know, all of these points of view swirling around, and I just found it impossible to go on like that. There was something that called to me that I knew gave life significance, and I suddenly realized that all these points of view, no matter what they are, they all have their source in awareness. I didn't even know what to call it. I just knew when I rested, there was complete relief, not as something separate from the perception, but as the essence of the perception itself. And so as all these perceptions came, all I did was rest. And the more I rested, the more I realized this essence of our being, this essence that is the ground of being. So after just a while of doing that, 10 days, that was just complete in itself. No effort, no striving. I'd never known a guru. I didn't even know what enlightenment was. I just realized the reality of what it means to be a human being. The reality of what it is to be a human being doesn't need any structure to try to describe it, like religion or spirituality or physics or philosophy or psychology or intellectual speculation. We don't need to take the sublime expansiveness and spaciousness of who we are right here and try to fit it into some little category or box that describes it. if we're going to look for something that's the commonality, like a category, to put the reality of who we are in other words, to put enlightenment in, then the most obvious category is being human. Being human, but you know, without any boundaries. Without any boundaries whatsoever, we don't need to dress up in a special way or do any rituals or meditate. When each perception is total and complete natural freedom, that is the ultimate mantra. Resting as each perception is the ultimate mantra. Mantra means that which soothes the mind. What could be more soothing than the mind to rest as the essence of each perception? What could be more of a prayer than to recognize every perception as an indivisible reality of completely spacious splendor? What could be more of a meditation than the meditative absorption that is the reality of the essence of everything being naturally present and completely sublime, no matter what it is, with nothing needing to be done? So, you know, sometimes when we hear that nothing needs to be changed, one of the thoughts that can come up is, well, if nothing needs to be changed, does that mean I'm going to become irresponsible and immoral? If all the points of view, positive, negative, and neutral, are an expanse of equalness, does that mean that I'm just going to be responsible and immoral, that I won't know what to do? Absolutely not. You see, our system of morals and ethics, so to speak, are already present. We don't need to make up a rule book for them. This wisdom that is completely perfect in itself and naturally occurring is the essence of every perception, no matter what it is. No matter if we've described it as positive, negative, neutral, spiritual, unspiritual, enlightened, unenlightened, all points of view are equal. If we took pure space and configured all the letters of the alphabet out of pure space and then put them together into words and sentences, paragraphs, treatises, Encyclopedia Britannica, endless tomes of information. No matter what configurations we make of pure space, it's still pure space. So you see, this, we can't contrive this in any way. It can only come about through resting completely without describing anything. Resting completely as the essence of every perception. And this rest that is the best for us, it doesn't mean that we're always sitting in a chair resting or lying down. It means that as we go about all our daily activities, no matter what they are, we more and more experience this utter relaxation and ease that is the essence of every perception. And as we directly experience that more and more, in other words, directly experience our own awareness, more and more we settle into this compassion and wisdom that cannot be developed or cultivated. Can't be developed or cultivated, because who would be developing and cultivating what? You see, we already are who we are, and who we are is, as I often say, amazing and superb. It's really beyond anything that could be imagined or contrived. And the only way that we realize that about ourselves, become completely familiar with it, is to rest as the immediacy of every perception. You see, when we do so without trying to make awakening into anything, like nothingness, non-existence, bliss, clarity, whatever it is, when we rest as the immediacy of every perception, we're prepared for anything. Whereas if we take awakening to be a certain state or experience, it's likely that there might be a perception that comes up that we don't know how to handle. And then our experience of awakening goes bye-bye. It goes out the exit door. But when we are totally free as every single perception, totally inseparable, awareness is totally inseparable from every perception, just like the blue-green of an aquamarine is inseparable from the jam, then more and more we realize we're totally free no matter what is arising, that no matter what is arising, it's the dynamic energy of our own awareness and nothing else. And then, you know, that's the ultimate kindness we can give ourselves, because then we're prepared for anything. If we get sick, if a loved one gets sick or dies, if...